Get going then. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today is December 10th. It is 3:02. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So everyone on the call, for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, that would be great. We'll start with the board. Nick, you're the chair. You want to start?
Yeah, Nick Meister.
Lauren Hiller, board member.
Beth Robertson, Board Secretary Clerk.
David Hutchison, LaCLA.
That is everyone I show. We have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there from the public?
No.
Okay. We'll get going then. First order of business is the public hearing. So, board, how we're going to do this, we're going to have a motion to open the public hearing. David will go through the budget. We'll see if there's any public on to take comment, and then we'll close the public hearing. So, if I could get a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks,
I
Seth.
second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, we are now in the public hearing to take comment on the 2025 budget. I will quit sharing and let David share his screen so he can walk through it. So, David.
Right, thanks, Michael. So for the Range Infrastructure District Financing District budget 2025, we just like I just barely sent this out. I apologize, and I got the bond documents today and have updated a couple of things within here. And so I'd like to just walk through those really quick. The change was that there was a transfer for working capital. So we reduced what we had, $23,000 of developer advance in 2024 to be covered by the $29,000 of working capital from the transfer of those funds. And no other changes have been made to the budget here in the general fund. For debt service, we increased the amounts based on what was in the bond documents. So it's 400 or $769,403 of transfers in, which will cover, which is the made up of capitalized interest, less bond interest payment, and a reserve fund of $358,325. In 2025, that capitalized interest will be used to pay the bond interest payment there, and will be down to $985. And in the capital projects fund, we just modified the bond or bond issuance cost based on what was in the documents and the transfer out. Everything else is still the same as the tentative budget. Any questions for me anywhere on this?
In that capital projects, we have a draw in for $508,000, and that will probably be all that occurred in 2024.
So 508,000 for the current year.
Yes.
As has there been an additional draw of prior to that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
If there was a draw, it was funded at closing,
Okay.
which I don't think there was.
No, that would be that would have been part of the bond issuance costs here. So, or at least from what I could see, anyway. Sorry.
Is that yes, David?
The $1 million. Are you okay to just leave it that as 1 million, and everything here would automatically roll forward into 2025?
I'll rely on your expertise.
It's I'm just saying it's usually safer to over budget a little bit than to under budget, and then you have to amend it. If we over budgeted for the million, it's just an estimate anyway here.
I'm fine with it if the other board members are fine with it.
Okay.
So what we'll do, Seth, is we'll just come back when we deal with the first quarter financials, And we can do a budget amendment to true it up. So we can do that.
Okay. No other questions or concerns, comments?
No.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. I do not see anyone else from the public on the call. Christy, is anyone from the public came to the anchor location?
No.
Okay. Thank you. So now what I need, board, is a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Seth.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, next up are the minutes from our November 25th board meeting. Board, have you had a chance to review those and do they look accurate?
Yes.
I have no concerns.
Can I get a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion to approve the board minutes from our November 25th, 2024 meeting.
I second.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the resolution. So in Utah, we have to approve the budget through a resolution. So what this resolution does is approves the 25 budget, but then it also reaffirms that the tax rate for the district is zero because the district isn't allowed to do a mill levy. So do you guys have any questions about the budget resolution?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the resolution and adopt the 25 budget?
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution 2024-10 for our 2025 calendar year budget.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Lauren. I saw your lips moving, so I'm assuming that was a second.
I all see. Right. Well,
thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. If you guys could, let's bust out some calendars or tell me. So we're going to need 5 board meetings and we have to do an annual meeting schedule. So they'll be either the last week in February, first week in March for the year end. First quarter would be last week of April, beginning of May. Third quarter would be end of July, first of August. Then we run into October, last week of October, November. We'll do the tentative budget as well, and then in December. So would say the last week of those first 2 weeks of the other months, which one works better? And then a day of the week, and then a time.
It's hard to know. So, I mean, these are alternative dates, right?
Yeah, we can change them. We just need to post something.
I would say the first week of April and on Tuesday of the first month or whatever, something like that.
Okay.
Tuesdays are good time for me typically, but
okay.
Whatever the other board thinks.
What time, you guys?
Afternoons, please.
Yeah, okay. Afternoons are fine.
Yeah.
What? Three, anything two, after, one.
Anything after two for me.
Shoot for two.
Okay, 2 o'clock.
That work for you, Nick?
Yep.
Okay,
2 o'clock, first Tuesday of the month. Okay, we'll get those scheduled and sent out. So look for invites, that way it's on your calendars. And then let us know if we need to change, we can change. We just need 24-hour notice. The only one that requires a 7-day is the public hearing for the budget. So that's the December one. So just let us know ahead. So real quick, let's go through the open public meetings. I'll be super fast. So Utah Open and Public Meetings Act requires us to have our meetings open to the public so that they can see what's going on. We have to conduct the business. So that's when we take all the votes. Everything is in those public meetings. We have to post on the public notice website. We have to do the place, the time, the date. We have to post the agenda. The agenda has to have some specificity to it. We can't list just very generic things on there. We have to provide an annual meeting schedule. That way, if somebody goes online to, you know, learn about the district, they can see when they can be part of a board meeting and listen. So that's why we have to post. We have an electronic meetings policy, so that's how we're able to do these electronically. We have to have an anchor location, somebody physically there, so that the public could have a place to go. We also have the Zoom or Teams link on the agendas and notice. That way the public could go and look at those as well. We have to keep minutes. We record every meeting. We have 3 days after the meeting to post the recording. That way somebody can listen. Believe it or not, the written minutes are actually the approved official meeting minutes. It's kind of weird they do that instead of the recording, but it is what it is. So they only become the official meetings or meeting minutes once we approve them in a board meeting. We could go into closed, very unlikely, but if we were, it would be, say, for an appraisal, something to deal with cost that the district was going to buy land. If you guys, as the development team, we had something related back to the PID, that way, you know, we don't want anybody getting any commercial secrets, trademarks, learning how you do stuff to get a competitive advantage. We would close for all of those. We could close for character, competency, health reasons for any of the board. If there were any investigations, criminal misconduct, we could close for those. If the district was going to implement any security measures, personnel devices, any plans, we could close for those. Any litigation, we would close for strategy. Collective bargaining, again, criminal misconduct. Closed sessions, we have to record and keep minutes for those, but they are contained inside those closed meetings. So no one can ever get in. The only way you could get in to get access to closed meetings is if you were to go to court to get a court order. That's as fast as I can get through. So that will cover our 25 year for your open and public meetings training. That is everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have any questions, anything you guys want to bring up? You good?
On my end, yeah.
Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I would make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Thanks, you guys. Nick, you got out of